Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
And there you have it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Lawrence J. King, the host of Book Talk Radio, in the house, and yet another amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, sunshiny day in February. And so yesterday we were interviewing Rahima Warren on our radio show, and time ran short. We covered a lot of ground, didn't get it all covered. So she's back again today to talk about her Star Seals trilogy. Prophecy. Three books, an amazing author, and so without further ado, I will bring her onto the show as we speak. Hello, Rahima. Welcome to Book Talk.
Oh, hi. Thanks. Thanks. Glad to be here.
How's it going?
Oh, fine. Yeah, no problems, except a lot of rain here in California.
Oh, you're raining in California. Well, it's sunshine and blue skies in Colorado.
Yeah, well, it may hit you soon if it gets over the Sierras and into your territory, but there's been amazing amounts of rain and snow here.
Yes. So we left off yesterday talking about your amazing books, and let's continue to do that today.
Okay.
And so I would like to get to know you more so as a person. And so tell us, our listening audience, who you are and what you're all about.
Well, my name's Rahima Warren. I'm the author of a trilogy called The Starseer's Prophecy. And there are three books. The first one is Dark Innocence. The second one is Fierce Blessings. And the third one is Perilous Bliss. And it was not my intention to write such a thing, but it came through to me, and I think the two sources were my love of epic fantasy that I've been reading since forever, and my work as a psychotherapist, in which I learned and saw how amazing people can be on the healing journey, that they can overcome very difficult situations and grow and become much more joyous and fulfilled human beings. And those two streams converged and resulted in writing this amazing trilogy that came through to me. So what else would you like to know?
Well, what inspires you to write?
Well, in this case, For example, first thing is I never really decided to be a writer. I'd always written in my journals and articles for my work as a psychotherapist and so on, but I never planned on being an author of books. And so what happened was this character, the hero of the trilogy, his name is Kier, apparently was waiting around all my life for me to be ready to write his story. It's a very powerful and deep story of his amazing journey from being the slave of an evil sorcerer and knowing nothing but pain and evil, and all the way through to becoming an enlightened and loving human being. And he kept bothering me in my dreams and my daydreams, and so one day I wrote a little short story for him in my journal and thought, well, maybe that will be the end of it. And it was a big mistake in a certain way, or maybe not, that opened the floodgates, and his whole story just started flooding through me. And I started writing it, and it was very exciting and passionate, and I had no idea where it was going, so I kept writing, and about 3 years later, I got to the end of the story. And then I realized it was worth working on and that it had a powerful message to convey. And so I started learning how to write fiction and revising and editing, and I got myself an editor, and then I really kept working on it. And, you know, 18 years later, all three books are published and available on Amazon and other online bookstores. So that,
wow,
it was
amazing.
You know, just it was very inspiring because it really took advantage of all that I'd learned through my own healing journey and through working with my clients for 20 years as a psychotherapist, and wove it into this very intricate and complicated and fascinating story that involves many people and some magic, and so I just loved it, and I kept writing until it was finished, and then I knew what it was about afterwards. I didn't really know to start with. I just started writing, and it kept coming. So that's what happened.
So would you say you accidentally became a writer and an author?
Yeah. It seems like an
accident. Chance or coincidence?
Yeah. Well, in one way, yeah, I wasn't planning on it, and I didn't, you know, set out to write a book or set out to become an author. You know, on another level, I think, you know, all the work I did on my own healing journey and working with clients, it was all almost, in some point of view, could see it as preparation to be able to handle this powerful and dark story and bring it through in a way to reach a wonderful conclusion of healing and awakening. So so in that way, it may not have been an accident.
I understand. So Rahima, what are you most passionate about?
Most passionate about? I'm passionate about two things. One is people healing from the wounds that they receive from their childhood and being in this world, which is a very difficult place as far as I'm concerned. On the other hand, my other passion is saving this world from the climate crisis that we're all facing, and that if we don't do something in the, really quick, we're probably not going to have a habitable planet to live on. So I'm very concerned about that, and that's where I'm kind of focusing my energies right now.
I understand. If a person finds himself in a situation or a circumstance, their pain is self-chosen, or is that circumstances out of their control?
Their pain is self-chosen? No, I don't think that's the way it works. I think that the world is set up so that there are always challenges to meet, but that doesn't mean that each person is like to blame for their own bad situations that they end up in most cases. So I wouldn't see it that way. I think it's just the nature of life on Earth that there are many challenges. And one way of looking at it that I think is probably true is that if you look back at history, there's been thousands of years of plague and disasters and especially war, and that leaves marks on people, you know, that it's just so traumatic. And so that gets internalized and not dealt with, and, you know, and gets passed on to the children in various forms, such as, you know, addiction or abuse or whatever. And so we end up with a lot of wounding all over for practically everyone. I mean, some people are lucky, I guess, and don't have that in their background, but I think we all do in some way. And so, you know, it explains why it, you know, is so difficult to heal from that kind of thing, for most people, and you know that why there's so much trouble on this planet. That's the way I see it.
Very good, very good. Yeah, that's pretty black and white. And so, Rahima, have you had any challenges along the way with your creative writing, marketing, things of that nature? And if so, what did you do or what are you doing about these issues?
Well, I have, yes. Not the writing part. That was the fun part. Also, editing was also fun for me. Hold on a second. And... But the marketing is a huge challenge for me. I mean, it's very difficult for an unknown author with an unusual book or set of books, in my case, to break into the traditional publishing world. Luckily for me, however, I have a small indie press that's published my books. And so I've tried many things to try and market my books. But, you know, I've hired... PR consultants and done what they said and all that kind of thing. And I just really haven't, you know, found it congenial to do. I'm an introvert, artist, author, not a marketing person. And so it's really a challenge to find a way to let people who can benefit from reading my books to know about them.
I understand. Yes, it's a singer sings, a writer writes, but that is the, you know, the catch-all, be-all. You have to be able to get out there in public and present your writings and your, you know, your books and things, and that can be challenging to some of us sometimes. Have you done any book signing events?
Not really. I've been really trying to work through social media mostly. And apparently that's not the best way to do it, but I'm pretty shy at going out in public events. So I haven't really gotten the courage up to do that quite yet. I have to say that I worked really hard on the book launch for the third book that happened in last January, and I really got burned out after that. So I've been taking a year or so off here. And I don't know whether I'll find the energy to get back into the fray. We'll see. So far, I've had some life difficulties, such as breaking the heck out of my wrist and things like that. So, you know, I've been distracted by all that, and I just really haven't had the energy to get back into the marketing fray.
Right.
So I appreciate you giving me this chance to talk on the radio.
Absolutely. It's a good experience for the both of us because you're an amazing person and an outstanding author, hands down. I, myself, being a 10-time published author, I have also tapped into avenues that may or may not work for you. You can call your local coffee shops in and around your area and set up some book signing events there. That gets you publicity in your area. It worked for me. I made about $5,000 doing that because people were definitely in sync to having an author come and present their wares in amongst the, you know, the coffee drinkers and the people that socialize at the coffee shops. And so you just set up a date and a time to make that happen, and you just go there and drink your little coffee and, you know, stack your books on the table and put your little published author sign up there. And it was quite productive for me, so maybe that might help you in marketing as well.
But you may be more of an extrovert than me. So,
well,
I don't know.
I understand. Yes, I do understand. It's about the goal and the final product, you know, like we're talking about. Yes, I'm shy in a lot of ways too, but it boils down to simply this. Do you want to get your stuff out into the public? Will you get noticed and you know, in a professional kind of manner? And if so, then you have to explore all avenues.
Right, right. I know what you're saying, and I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. And like I said, my priority has shifted to finding ways to help with the whole climate crisis issue. Because, you know, according to the latest scientific reports, we have about 10-11 years before it's going to be too late. So to reverse the global warming. And so I feel like that needs to take priority. Although I really would like people to know about my books, because a number of people have told me how healing has been for them to read the story, that by reading the story they've been healed and inspired to continue or begin their own healing journey. And books can be really helpful for people who are recovering from any kind of major trauma or abuse in their own lives. And so I would like that to happen, but I just don't know if I'm the person to do it. I really just, I've, you know, tried many things over the last 18 years. And, you know, I just haven't felt like I can do any more for now anyway. We'll see. I may discover some inspiration somehow, but so far that's not really my bailiwick.
I understand that. So did you experience, or do you wish you had known now what you didn't know back then when you first started writing your creative stories and things?
Well, I can't really think of anything like that. I mean, no, I that doesn't fit for me. I don't really know what that might be. I've gone up a big learning curve in terms of writing and editing and, you know, producing a quality product of the books. But, that was part of the, journey of learning. So I wouldn't say there was anything I wish I'd done different or so on.
I understand. Plug your books and all the info. Tell us about the, your titles, where everybody can get them.
Okay. Right. So, as I mentioned before, the title of the trilogy is The Star Seer's Prophecy. My website is www.starseersprophecy.com. And the first book is Dark Innocence. Second book is Fierce Blessings. Third book is Perilous Bliss. And you can find out a lot of information and reviews and more about the healing effect of these books on my website. You can reach me at info@starseersprophecy.com. My books are available on many online bookstores, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and so on. They're in the format of ebooks, Kindle, and print books. So you can get the entire trilogy on Amazon for less than $11 if you want to buy it for a Kindle. And that's pretty much it. Oh, I have a Facebook page for my books called Rahima Warren, author of the Starseer's Prophecy trilogy, and you can find a lot of information there. And I'm on LinkedIn, too, if you look for my name. So those are the main ones. And I'm happy to answer any questions if anybody would like to contact me at info@starseersprophecy. That's STAR, capital SEERS, capital PROPHECY.
All right.
.com.
Nice. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
So let's talk about your friend Naomi Rose, and Rose Press.
Uh-huh.
How's that working out for you? I'm pretty sure she's a good fit for you.
Oh, yeah. She was perfect for me. I only took one creative writing class in my life, and it was hers. And so that was years before I started writing this trilogy. And so when I realized that I needed an editor to help me with this enormous story, I thought of her. The interesting thing is that I called her up to make an appointment, and she said, "Oh, I'd love to work with you. However, I'm getting married, so because of your workshop that I took from you, I had a workshop during my practice as a psychotherapist called Inner Work for Finding Your Life Mate, which she had taken. So we sort of, you know, cross-fertilized there. And so I had to wait a couple of months until after she got married. And then we started working together, and she was my editor, and she's very kind and supportive and knowledgeable and wise. And I really appreciated the way she helped me. She'd point out, you know, like whenever she felt like in reading the story that she started to lose connection with the characters, she'd point that out and help me figure out how to fix that and all kinds of things, and all the way down to punctuation. So she was excellent support for me, and at a certain point, she also became my publisher. She started out publishing some other books, and I tried and tried to get, you know, an agent or a publisher interested, and they all turned me down. So I was just asking her, well, what do you think I should do next? And she said, well, I'll publish them. And I was so happy. So we have a great relationship. And I certainly recommend her to anybody who would like some help with their own writing projects. She specializes, in fact, now with helping therapists write the books that they want to write is one of her specialties. But she's also very helpful for anyone who wants some help with their writing. So her name is Naomi Rose. Her name is Naomi Rose, and her website, she's changing her website, so I'm not sure exactly. Let's see. Try this and see if it's right. Okay. Hold on a second. Yeah, there. Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. While you're finding it, I'll be just doing some talking, and you can tell me to, you know, you found it, whatever. We're talking live with Rahima Warren. And so she's discovered Naomi Rose's information.
Yeah, and so her website is www.naomirose.net, and she's very helpful. So I'd certainly recommend her for any help with any writing project. So that's
awesome.
Where you find her.
So Rahima, what is your mission statement with your books, or your mission statement in general? What is the mission statement?
My mission statement, yes. Well, I didn't really know that these books that I've written had a mission until after I'd written them. But then one day I was kind of asking myself, so why am I doing this? Why did these books come through to me? And I received the answer that the books and also all the work I've done for my own healing and with my clients is dedicated to ending the personal and social culture of hatred, revenge, and punishment, and evoking an inner and outer culture of compassion, forgiveness, and healing. And I say inner and outer because our outer culture is not, in my view, very compassionate or forgiving and focuses more on punishment than healing. But then we kind of internalize that. So we also do kind of have inner cultures of self-judgment, self-criticism, and even self-punishment in some cases. And we need to develop our own compassion for ourselves as well. And so I consider it both an inner and outer issue for everyone on the planet. So that's the mission. And my books, The Starseer's Prophecy, confronts the evil and cruelty that we humans suffer and inflict in our dark innocence. And the books hold forth a vision of healing, compassion, and forgiveness that is so needed in our world. So So that's the mission that came to me and that I've done my best to fulfill.
That's an awesome mission. Would you say that you have a favorite book of your own books? And if so, which one might that be?
Well, I still think if I had to pick, it's like trying to pick between three children, right? It's a little hard to do, but I guess I love the first book the best out of the three. They're all great, and I love them all, but I have a little bit of favor toward Dark Innocence, which is book one, if I have to choose.
And which one of these books were the most difficult to write?
I would say the second one. It's Fierce Blessings. It's a very fierce story, and it really is challenging to write and to read, but it has an amazing message about forgiveness and compassion in the story, and it's really a powerful book. But it was more of a challenge to write. The third book was also powerful and challenging, but it has the great resolution and happy ending. So I love that one too.
Nice. Yeah, I was checking out your work on Amazon, and it's very professionally done up there for all of our listeners, friends, and followers to pick up. You can go to Amazon and pick up Ryan Warren's books. And so, do you have moving forward as we do in life, do you have any anticipation of another one coming out in your series?
Not in this series. I'm contemplating writing a memoir, but that is a big project because I have about 50 journals I need to go through and figure out what I've been doing here on the planet. And then I'd like to write that story. I've had a pretty interesting life.
I understand.
I'm in the middle of that. So it'll be a while.
Well, there's many ways of, passing yourself on, reincarnation, if you will. Your books have made you immortal, so to speak. And
right.
As long as time, space, and the planet exist, then you, myself, and all these other authors, amazing people out there trying to put out their message, will be reincarnated, per se. Do you think that reincarnation is a good way to put that?
Well, in a way, it's kind of immortality as long as you said, the planet and the people exist. I've actually had a little hint that reincarnation can be true in my own life in terms of meeting somebody that I saw across a room and said, oh, I know him, but I'd never met him before in my life. So that was an interesting episode in my life. I think there is a possibility that reincarnation is for real.
Yes, absolutely. So let's plug your information one more time about all your books, the titles, who you are, what you're about, emails, info, all that, where these people can get in touch with you and get your books.
Okay, sure. Okay, so just to be really clear, my name is Rahima Warren, and my first name is spelled R-A-H-I-M, as in mother, A, and my last name is Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. My trilogy is titled The Star Seer's Prophecy. The first book is Dark Innocence. The second book is Fierce Blessings. The third book is Perilous Bliss. They're all available on Amazon and other online bookstores in ebook or print versions. And you can reach me at info@starseersprophecy.com. And you can visit my Facebook page called Rahima Warren, author of the Star Seers Prophecy Trilogy. Let's see, what am I leaving out? I guess that's all. And the best way to find out about the trilogy on Amazon is to just search for my name, Rahima, R-A-H-I-M-A, Warren, and you'll find a page with all that information about all three books.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And can people get an autographed signed copy from you if someone wants to do that?
Yes, if they write to me at info@starseersprophecy.com, I can do that. I'd be happy to, within the United States.
Absolutely. And so, unfortunately, time is slipping again, and I need to sign off now because my switchboard people are telling me it's time to go. But Rahima, I wish you all the best, and we'll be in touch to explore avenues about creativity, marketing strategies, and things so we can all get the desired result. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you.
You are an amazing person, and I hope you have an awesome week and an awesome month and an awesome 2019.
You too. Have a great one.
All right.
Bye.
We'll be in touch. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rahima William Warren talking about her amazing books, The Starseer's Trilogy Prophecy. And so you have all the information. Listen to the show. Get in touch with this amazing person. Her mission statement is clearly to try to help people in this lifetime, as is my mission statements. Our books are a way to reach out and touch you without us being there, and you can pick up what we're putting down. So there's a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of energy spent in writing these amazing books. And so, yeah, a book is something good. A book is something awesome. A lot of people like e-books. A lot of people like page turners where they can hold it in their hand. That's pretty much the gist of it. This is Lawrence J. King on Book Talk Radio, signing off for today. Hoping you all have a nice, amazing day, and we'll be back on air tomorrow when I have another amazing guest on my show. Tune in. Thank you. Goodbye.